Violent protests have taken place across Palestinian territories and as far afield as Morocco and Pakistan as outrage over United States President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital increases. Parts of the West Bank, East Jerusalem and Gaza, the scene of violence, with dozens of people reported injured in clashes between Palestinians and Israeli troops on Thursday. Islamist group Hamas says it wants Palestinians to go a step further, touting a day of rage planned for Friday. The move has received the backing of powerful Shiite movement Hezbollah. Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh has called for a new uprising.
We should call for and we should work on launching an intifada in the face of the Zionist enemy. Today there will be half solutions and narrow options. Let the Palestinian people unleash to express their anger and their commitment to their eternal right in Jerusalem and all of Palestine.
He also called on Western-backed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to withdraw from peace negotiations. Mr. Abbas has condemned the announcement by President Donald Trump to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He says the nation has effectively renounced its political role in the Middle East. Mr. Trump's decision has reopened decades-old wounds. Israel considers Jerusalem its eternal capital, while Palestinians want their capital to be in the eastern part of the city. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has played down the significance of the announcement.
As you know, there's a 1995 law in the United States that requires the United States to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to relocate our embassy. The president is simply carrying out the will of the American people. The reality is Israel's government, its courts, its prime minister's office is all in Jerusalem today. So it is just an acknowledgement of what is reality on the ground.
Palestinian officials have threatened to cancel a meeting with Vice President Mike Pence, who is due to visit the region in protest. Other countries have been quick to voice their disapproval too. France, Britain and Germany have criticized the move, while China and Russia have also expressed concern. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says all 28 EU states are committed to keeping Jerusalem as the capital of both Israel and Palestine.
The announcement has the potential to send us backwards to even darker times than the ones we are already living in. We believe that only realistic solution to the conflict between Israel and Palestine is based on two states, and with Jerusalem as the capital of both the State of Israel and the State of Palestine.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's confident the United States will be just one of many countries that will relocate their embassies too.
On this occasion, I would like to tell you that we are already in contact with other states that will make a similar recognition, and I have no doubt that as soon as the American embassy will move to Jerusalem, and even before that, many other embassies will move to Jerusalem. It's about time.